The Demon Sea.
Well, cut. You must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
I think I'm on the right microphone now.
Hang on. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? I can hear you now.
Hang on. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, are you moving around or what are you doing?
No, it just... Hang on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hang on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Hang on.
Say
something. Say something to me. Do a nursery rhyme.
Hey, diddle, diddle. Malin and Kim did a fiddle.
Yeah.
And Christopher Walken jumped over the moon.
Pee 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 McGuigan pee pee McGuigan pee 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 pee. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Pee 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 McGuigan.
I can hear the pee pees, which is a classic sound test to do. Can you give me some pee pees, please?
Pee 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 pee.
Good. I'm just adjusting the pee pees.
Pee pee McGuigan.
Pee levels are good.
Is it sound all right?
Because levels are good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's all right. Good.
So. I don't want to have to adjust the PP McGuigan curve. Like, edit, so.
PP, 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 PP.
This is disappointing for everyone because Mike's not here because he's just got multiple things going on in his life. And it's just us doing a sound check for an hour, apparently.
So what, I mean, I know what's happening. Mike is just watching the cricket and doing Twitter and he can't be fucked.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Live tweeting cricket.
It's a pay one, so this is where, you know, we've got to really put the effort in, pull out the big guns, and we're...
Yeah.
Really going for it tonight, because it's just you and me, free and easy on the highway of life, Reece, and we're smashing it out of the park this evening. It's going to be big.
This is like the Rolls Royce of Clag.
This is the smudge on the pants as the vicar walks.
Yeah.
Walks in.
But the pants are of fine cotton.
This is the plastic school chair on a hot summer's day where you stand up and you see you've left a wet mark on the chair. You've been wearing the nylon trousers and you've left the smudge.
Yeah.
And the next child who comes in has to sit on that and they go home smelling of your ass.
And it's slow. You can just see it slowly drying. From the ass moisture slowly evaporates.
And at the same time, you get something I haven't had in years. I rarely sit on very hard seats these days. But during those days, quite often you release a tiny guff, a little puff of air. And instead of coming out with force, there'd be and everybody knows this, don't pretend you don't, there'd be a tiny pocket of air. And if you rock backwards and forwards in the seat, you could feel it. Moving between the bottom.
Keep it in there. Just enjoy it for a while. Like,
yeah.
Like you're savoring a glass of wine or a cognac. You could like savor that bubble and then
rocking and rolling.
Let's just slowly release it at your own leisure. It beats doing Pythagoras.
Yeah, totally. I bleep that name actually. I'll say it again, but can you bleep it when we do it?
No, I'm not gonna, I won't have time. But
okay, so I'll make up a name. William Anderson was in a great lad. He was in my school. I'll never forget. I was in about the second year, and I mean, he'd often sit next to me in English. Great lad, really, really good fun, really good banter. And I had one of these pencil cases. They're very popular in the late 80s, early 90s. It was a polyester made to look like a thick fur. So if you can imagine a pencil case that looks, it's furry, it's wacky, it's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
And mine was grey. I'd gotten it for Christmas. And picked it up and he farted into it. And the stench was outrageous. And we spent the rest of the English lesson smelling it together. Fucking hell, what sort of school did I go to?
I always remember I was at my friend's house and we were going to go and play Nintendo 64 upstairs. Mm. And we all ran up the stairs excited because, you know, it was like Goldfinger or whatever was the game of the time.
The big
hitter, yeah. And we had he was running up. I was there was three of us. The one friend was in the front, I was in the back, one was in the middle. And he just stopped on the stairs because he saw like a cat or something through the window.
Yeah.
And the other one kept running and his nose went between his ass cheeks and he farted at the exact perfect moment. So he almost directly farted onto the bit of his body that would smell.
This is brilliant because we haven't even started the podcast yet. I had a mate and he's a policeman now. He lives in Australia and he actually deals with like sort of terrorism. He uses a machine gun on the reg. He's really heavily into bombs and all that stuff. And when we were younger, him and his brother, they used to have one of those white fluffy dogs, Samoyed. It's a very white fluffy dog, the sort of thing you'd see in the snow. And they used to love it. He used to run around and stuff. And one day it was very excited. We were in the living room playing whatever Star Wars or whatever you play. And that obviously three young boys, my boys, my wonderful boys, three of these young boys running around in this room. And the dog was running around in circles, very excited. And he kept running in and out of the room, barking at us, then running out again. And we would, yay, young boys, going on and on and on. And then it ran out of the living room, into the kitchen, out into the backyard. So the living room we were in had those big glass patio doors. So you could see the dog had come out. And he looked at us and he span around three times. And then he opened his arse up and shit all over the window, where to the delight of these young boys, we all chuckled, hysterically, laughing, the shit all over the window. And my mate Dominic's mother said, "What are you doing down there?" And he said, "The dog's just done a shit on the window." And she said, "If he has, he can bloody well lick it off." And then the dog turned around without any prompting and licked all of his shit clean off the window. And how we laughed. And by the time she came downstairs, the shit was all gone and she didn't believe us.
The demon sees.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon sees.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.